So, I'm understanding so much about my children through myself, y'all. Peace and blessings, family. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another segment of Malaka Adaya to the Remnant. Family, it is 5:16 a.m. And when I woke up yesterday, I knew that I needed to be reading Psalm 119. It was even in my dream. I had the weirdest dream. And then after the dream, I kind of had like another piece of a dream. And in this dream, I was like reading off a list. And when I woke up from the dream, I knew that this list represented Psalms 119. And so I said my morning greetings to the Most High. And I'm like, okay, I gotta read Psalm 119. And I checked some messages. I interacted with some mashpacha, with some family. And then I'm like, okay, after this, I'm gonna read Psalm 119. And then I went on. I got a message from a sister who was like, I'm ready to work on this song that we are supposed to be working on together. And so then I got into that. And then after I finished that, I noticed that my spiritual dad, he was online. And so I moderate for his channel. No, before that, like immediately after I finished working on the song, I realized that my children had to go live. Now, mind you, from the time I woke up, I knew that I was supposed to read Psalm 119. By the time I looked at the time, it was 7 p.m., and I needed to make sure that Zuna and Yash Obadiahu were ready for their segment. So now I'm going over Isaiah with them and some of Jeremiah with them. And mind you, this is all about how Yasharal did their own thing and were being rebuked by the prophets, being warned by the prophets. Okay, so went through that with them. And then immediately after they were done, I saw, I started working on music again. And then I saw that my dad was on, and so then I went on his live. And then after that, I saw a brother that I moderate on his channel as well. So I went on his live. And so now my job, my goodness, the whole day is gone by. And this brother was on live until about 3 in the morning. So I broke off of his live sometime after midnight. To do what now? To now upload the songs to YouTube that I have been working on. And then I saw some old songs that I wanted to put up there. And then, I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. And you know what I didn't do? I didn't hearken. I didn't listen. I was not obedient. And so now I'm like getting sleepy, but I'm like, no matter what, I can't go to sleep without reading Psalm 119. I want to do it to some instrumentals. So now I'm back on BandLab and I'm messing around with BandLab and now I'm practicing making beats and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I didn't hearken. So I finally finished fighting with myself and I'm like, read it, get it done. And then I hear, obedience is greater than sacrifice. So it doesn't matter that I'm like, I don't care what time it is, I'm not going to sleep until I read this. That's not counted as righteousness unto me. I'm not doing no big, grand, great thing. The necessary thing was to read it first and foremost before I did anything else. And I have the nerve. I get so angry with my children when I've told them to do something. And then they get distracted because they're doing something else. And then now hours have gone by and I'm like, why didn't you do what I told you? Oh, I forgot because I was doing X, Y, and Z and this, that, and the third. And you know what I say? If you would have did what I told you to do, when I told you to do it, there could have been no forgetting. There could have been no distraction. And this is exactly what I did to my Father, my Heavenly Father, who I believe communicated with me to read Psalm 119. And I did everything else but that. So with no further ado, Mashbacha, here is Psalm 119. Tehillim, chapter 119, starting with the Aleph. Blessed are the perfect in the way who walk in the Torah of Yah. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all their heart. Yes, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to guard your laws. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commands. I thank you with uprightness of heart when I learn the right ruling of your righteousness. I guard your laws. Oh, don't leave me entirely. Bet. How would a young man cleanse his path to guard it according to your word? I ask again, how would a young woman cleanse her path to guard it according to your word? I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I have treasured up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your laws. With my lips I have recounted all the right rulings of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your witnesses as over all riches. I meditate on your orders and regard your ways. I delight myself in your laws. I do not forget your word. Gimel. Do good to your servant. Let me live and I guard your word. Open my eyes that I might see wonders from your Torah. I am a sojourner in the earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My being is crushed with longing for your right rulings at all times. You rebuked the proud, crushed ones who say, you rebuked the proud, cursed ones who are straying from your commands. Remove me from reproach and scorn, for I have observed your witnesses. Though princes sat speaking against me, your servant meditates on your laws. Your witnesses also are my delight, my counselors. Delight. My being has been clinging to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have recounted my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your laws. Make me understand the way of your orders, that I might meditate on your wonders. My being has wept from grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with your Torah. I have chosen the way of truth. Your right rulings I have held level. I have clung to your witnesses, O Yah. Do not put me to shame. I run the way of your commands, for you enlarge my heart. Hey, teach me, O Yah, the way of your laws, and I observe it to the end. Make me understand that I might observe your Torah and guard it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commands, for I have delighted in it. Incline my ear to your witnesses and not to own gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at falsehood and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, which leads to the fear of you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your right rulings are good. See, I have longed for your orders. Revive me in your righteousness. Wow. Or Vav. And let your loving commitments come to me. O Yah, your deliverance according to your word. So that I answer my reprover, for I have trusted in your word. And do not take away from my mouth the word of truth entirely, for I have waited for your right rulings, that I might guard your Torah continually, forever and ever, that I might walk in a broad place, for I have sought your orders, that I might speak of your witnesses before sovereigns and not be ashamed, that I might delight myself in your commands, which I have loved, that I might lift up my hands to your commands, which I have loved while I meditated on your law. Zain, remember the word of your servant, on which you have caused me to wait. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have utterly scorned me. I did not turn aside from your Torah. I remembered your right rulings of old, O Yah, and I comfort myself. Rage has seized me because of the wrong who forsake your Torah. Your laws have been my songs in the place of my sojournings. I have remembered your name in the night, O Yahweh, and I guard your Torah. This has become mine because I have observed your orders. Het. You are my portion, O Yah. I have promised to guard your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Show me favor according to your word. I have thought upon my ways and turned my feet to your witnesses. I have hurried and did not obey to guard your commands. The cords of the wrong have surrounded me. Your Torah I have not forgotten. At midnight I rise to give thanks to you for your righteous right rulings. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those regarding your orders. O Yah, for loving commitment has filled the earth, teach me your laws. Tet. You have been good to your servant, O Yah, according to your word. Teach me good sense and knowledge, for I have trusted in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I myself was going astray, but now I have guarded your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your laws. The proud have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I observe your laws. Their heart was like fat without feeling. I have delighted in your Torah. It was like gold for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your laws. Hallelujah. The Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Yod. Your hands have made me and formed me. Make me understand that I might learn your commands. Those who fear you see me and rejoice, for I have waited for your word. I know, O Yah, that your right rulings are righteous, and in trustworthiness you have afflicted me. Please let your loving commitment be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your compassions come to me, that I might live, for your Torah is my delight. Let the proud be put to shame, for with lies they perverted me, but I study your orders. Let those who fear you turn to me, and those who know your witness. Let my heart be perfect in your laws, so that I am not put to shame. Again, I say, let my heart be perfect in your laws, so that I am not put to shame. Kaf. For your deliverance, my being has pained away, for I have waited for your word. My eyes have pined away for your word, saying, when would it comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. Your laws I have not forgotten. How much are the days of your servant? When do you execute right ruling on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your Torah. All your commands are trustworthy. All of your commands are trustworthy. They have persecuted me with lies. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your orders. Revive me according to your loving commitment, that I might guard the witness of your mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Yahweh, your word stands firm in the heavens. Your trustworthiness is to all generations. You established the earth, and it stands. According to your right rulings, they have stood to this day, for all are your servants. If your Torah had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Let me never forget your orders, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your orders. The wrong have waited for me to destroy me. I understand your witnesses. I have seen, and y'all, I have my new glasses on today, okay? But anyway, forgive me for the fumbling. My eyes is getting a little cross-eyed. I am so sleepy. And again, it is no kudos to me that I'm sacrificing just a little sleep when I could have done this earlier on today. Hallelujah. Verse 96. As a matter of fact, let me read 95 again. The wrong have waited for me to destroy me. I understand your witnesses. I have seen an end of all perfection. Your command is exceedingly broad. Mem, oh how I love your Torah. It is my study all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever before me, and more understanding than all my teachers, for your witnesses are my study. I understand more than the aged, for I have observed your orders. I have restrained my foot from every evil way, that I might guard your word. Hallelujah. I have not turned aside from your right rulings, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet to my taste has your word been, more than honey to my mouth. From your orders I get understanding, therefore I hated every false way. Noon. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and I confirm I have sworn and confirm to guard your righteous right rulings. I have been afflicted very much, O Yah. Revive me according to your word. Please keep the voluntary offerings of my mouth, O Yahweh, and teach me your right rulings. My life is in my hand continually, and your Torah I have not forgotten. The wrong have laid a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your orders. For they are the joy of my heart. Your witnesses are my inheritance, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my ear to do your vows forever to the end. Samech. I have hated doubting thoughts. I have loved your Torah. You are my hiding place and my shield. I have waited for your word. Turn away from me, you evildoers, for I observe the commands of my Elohim. Support me according to your word, that I might live, and put me not to shame because of my expectation. Sustain me, that I might be saved, and always look to your land. You made light of all those who stray from your laws, for falsehood is their deceit. You have made to cease all the wrong of the earth, like dross. Therefore, I have loved your witnesses. Myself has trembled for fear of you, and I am in awe of your right rulings. I have done right ruling and righteousness. Leave me not to my oppressors. Guarantee your servant's well-being. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes are pined away for your deliverance and for the word of your righteousness. Do with your servant according to your loving commitment and teach me your laws. I am your servant. Make me understand that I might know your witnesses. It is time for Yahweh to act, for they have broken your Torah. Therefore, I have loved your commands. Before then, gold, even fine gold. And I'm going to read that again. I know I messed up. Therefore, and this is verse 127. Therefore, I have loved your commands more than gold, even fine gold. Therefore, all your orders I count as right. I have hated every false way. Pay. Your witnesses are wonders, so my being observes them. The opening up of your words gives light, giving understanding to the simple. I have opened my mouth and panted, for I have longed for your commandments. Turn to me and show me favor according to your right ruling toward those who love your name. Establish my footsteps by your word, and let no wickedness have rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I might guard your orders. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your laws. Streams of water have run down from my eyes, because they did not guard your Torah. Said I, righteous are you, O Yah, and your right rulings are straight. You have commanded your witnesses in righteousness and truth exceedingly. My ardor has consumed me, for my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is tried exceedingly, and your word and your servant loved it. Oh, y'all, let me change my position. My eyes. And this is what I get. This is what I get for being hard-headed. My eyes is burning. I feel like they about to close. Oh, my, my, my. We are on verse 141. I am small and despised. I have not forgotten your orders. Your righteousness is righteousness forever. Your Torah is truth. Distress and anguish have found me. Your commands are my delight. The righteousness of your witness is forever. Make me understand that I might live. Cough. I have called with all my heart. Answer me, O Yahweh. I observe your laws. I have called upon you. Save me, that I might guard your witnesses. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have waited for your word. My eyes have gone before the night watches to study your word. Hear my voice according to your loving commitment, O Yah. Receive me according to your right ruling. Thus, those who pursue mischief have drawn near. They have been far from your Torah. You are near, O Yah, and all your commandments are truth. Of old, I have known your witnesses that you have founded forever. Resh, see my affliction and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your Torah. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Deliverance is far from the wrong ones, for they have not sought your laws. Your compassions are many, O Yah. Revive me according to your right rulings. My persecutors and adversaries are many. I have not turned aside from your witnesses. I saw traitors and was grieved because they did not guard your word. See how I have loved your orders, O Yah. Revive me according to your loving commitment. The sum of your word is truth, and all your right rulings rule rightly forever. Shin, rulers have persecuted me without a cause, but at your word my heart stood in awe. I rejoice at your word. As one who finds great treasure, I have hated falsehood and loathed. Your Torah have I loved. I have praised you 7 times a day because of your righteous right rulings. Great peace have those loving your Torah, and for them there is no stumbling block. Yah, I have waited for your deliverance, and I have gone, and I have done your commands. My being has guarded your witnesses, and I love you exceedingly. I have guarded your orders and your witnesses, for all my ways are done before you. Tal, my cry comes before you, O Yah. Make me understand according to your word. Let my prayer come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips pour forth praises, for you teach me your laws. My tongue sings of your words, for all your commands are righteousness. Your head is, your hand is a help to me, for I have chosen your orders. I have longed for your deliverance, O Yahweh, and your Torah is my delight. My being lives and it praises you, and your right rulings help me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servants, for I have not forgotten your commands. Woo! Psalms 119. Thank you so much for tuning in, family. Thank you for staying with me until the end, family. And with that being said, Shalom.